In terms of mindfulness practice, I have found that so much of this life's experience has been dealing with things that cause suffering. And much of the suffering, at least for myself, I can see and appreciate that I have either caused it for myself or, in some cases, made it worse than it already was. And the common denominator for this has been that I have gotten really wrapped up in thinking a lot about what had happened or what didn't happen that I wished would happen, only to find myself taken away, sometimes completely, and swept away to a place where I wasn't in touch with the present moment. I really wasn't here in any meaningful way. I could not be here because I was busy off somewhere else thinking about what it was that was going in a direction that I was not feeling good about, not thinking good thoughts about. I have had the opposite situation happen late last week, and I've sat with this for a little while and processed it because I found myself very curious in the question I've been asking myself. And it's not so much that I'm looking for a yes or a no answer from myself. I'm just musing out loud because to me, I think it is on some level a rhetorical question. And it's one that allows me to reflect on whether it is possible. I certainly know what it's like to be negatively triggered. I certainly know what it's like to have very strong emotional reactions to things that I didn't want to happen, experiences and feelings that I didn't want to have, being in situations in life that I did not want to be in, but yet it was either somewhat or completely out of my control. Not to say that along the way there haven't been mistakes that I have made, because there certainly have been, and I certainly have had a lot of learning experiences. But what happens when something goes the way I want it to go? And it got to a point where I had recognized over the years that the time and energy that I expended in wanting something to happen a certain way, looking for a specific outcome, and not that there's anything wrong with any of that, because I know ultimately that's human, and I certainly have been there. I certainly have done that. But this is more of looking at a deeper level about what really happens in the mind when I actually find myself having this experience of having something happen that I really wanted it to happen. And then all of a sudden there's all of these thoughts, and as soon as it occurred, I just immediately became aware, not because of any special gift at all. The only reason I became aware is that there has been years of practicing being aware. Not that it takes years to actually learn to be aware and do so automatically, so to speak, but in this case, there was a very, very immediate sense of awareness that even though this was a desired outcome, it went the way that I wanted it to go, and yet, just very similar, just like when things don't go the way that I want them to go, when I am finding myself not feeling good about how life is going or what has occurred, in this case, it felt like really the same process. In other words, I instead of thinking thoughts about what I didn't want to happen, what I didn't like about it, why I was uncomfortable, you know, how I identified as being the person not getting the outcome or result that they wanted, I was now finding myself thinking thoughts reinforcing how much I wanted whatever it was that I wanted, and speculating about how that happened, how could it happen. And then I recognized that there had been beliefs that I really had not been in touch with at a much deeper level, where I had convinced myself that whatever it was that I did want to happen probably wouldn't happen. And so I was busy identifying as the person living life while knowing that many things in life that I would like to happen. Not that I'm invested in a lot of that, but certainly I'm human. I haven't transcended that. I'm not above that. I just, after years of practicing, paying attention to my thoughts, I have recognized that these things really are just that. They're just thoughts. And while I certainly have respect for any thoughts that people have that they are taking seriously and that are important to them, I have over the years recognized that sometimes the cost for me, and I can't speak about this for anyone else, but the cost for me of getting really attached to thoughts and forming beliefs around them and maintaining those beliefs and acting on those beliefs has been something that has been a cost that I can no longer afford to pay in a lot of cases. So there has been an ongoing, over the years, a shedding of some of the attachments to these beliefs that things need to be a certain way. And again, I want to stress that I don't walk around every day in this state of being where I have no desires and no desired outcomes for what is going on in my life. There has been an overall appreciation of being able to experience and appreciate the simple joys in life when I'm not busy off in my own head wanting things to be a certain way. And if that's the case, if I do, the mechanism through which that is happening is I'm busy thinking a lot of thoughts about it. I'm thinking that this would be better than that, that I'm thinking that I want this outcome. I'm believing that this is the best outcome. And whether I realize it or not, or whether I want to own up to it or not, that there is a lot of that operating at a deeper subconscious level in terms of how I think and how I act, to the point in which that does inform this. If there is some sort of an agenda, some of it, I believe, I don't even want to say believe, but I have experienced that it operates underneath the surface. But in this case, I could just simply, it was not complicated. I could just simply recognize that, yes, while it is nice to feel some joy over something external, that I recognize that I could get carried away with that, that I could suddenly want to do everything I possibly could to further engineer the situation so that I could get more of what it is that I want, or how I could create the conditions in which this outcome could occur again in a different situation with different people. And I would carry all that around like really, really heavy baggage. And there was this very quick sense of that. And it astounds me to recognize that in some cases, getting what I want, having the desired outcome actually occur, can cause the same thing for me, and that is I'm no longer here in the present moment. Yes, I'm getting what I wanted. Yes, I'm happy about it. Yes, there is this sense of feeling really, really great about that. But at the same time, I'm not here. I can't really be here in life as it's happening all in the moment because I'm really busy thinking thoughts about this. And in a lot of cases, I may be looking back and replaying tapes and trying to replay this event in my mind over and over and over again. And why not, right? I'm only human. It feels good to remember things that are exciting, that feel positive, that are, you know, desired outcomes that actually come to pass. But there's so much of this that turns into mind chatter. And I'm not advocating that anyone not want to have these kinds of experiences. And I'm not even advocating that for myself. I'm not wanting to try to avoid having these kinds of experiences and being, quote unquote, positively triggered. This is really has just been an opportunity for me to reflect about whether I get what I want or not, whether what it is that I really, really want to come to pass, whether that ever occurs or not, whether my desires are ever fulfilled, whether my vision for how things should be regarding myself and people in my life ever ever materializes, that whether it does or not, I can be busy thinking about it. And for me to recognize that there is a cost to that, that really nothing is for free. Nothing comes for free. I can just simply recognize when I am busy not living the experience, but thinking about the experience, re-engineering the experience, tinkering around with some of the variables to try to get more of that, or to make the experience even better than it already was. These things are just simply human, but at the same time, I have recognized that it is all based in thought. It is all based in beliefs. And none of that has anything to do, and this is only from my standpoint. I can't speak for anyone else. From my perspective, none of this has anything to do with what actually is, what is actually going on in the present moment. Yes, if something good is happening and something has come to pass that I really, you know, value and really wanted to come to pass, it's come to pass. It's happened. But what's happening along with that, if I'm not careful, if I'm not paying attention, if I'm not practicing mindfulness, and in this case, you know, practicing it out in the world, on while I'm on my feet, in the middle of life, while it's all happening, dealing with whatever it is I'm needing to deal with and fulfilling these responsibilities, that I can just simply be aware of that and enjoy and appreciate the experience, but at the same time, be open to those experiences where it doesn't go like this. It doesn't happen like this. And at some point, on a certain level, at a certain level of consciousness, I'm finding that it doesn't matter whether I get what I want or not. I can still simply be here and value and appreciate what there is to what is, whatever it is that is happening in any given moment. And I'm incredibly grateful for that.